I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Rise, my soul will break. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Stronger in the presence of
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Hope Show with Beverly. Obviously, I don't sound like Beverly, but I'm going to try to do the best I can to put a decent message out here today. See, I know God loves me because he sent a wonderful woman like her to be a part of my life, to be my friend, my best friend, my partner, and my wife, and you know, all those good things when you bring people together like that to raise a family and work together and do all that kind of stuff. See, in 1 John 4:7-8, it said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whomever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." You know, so God is the very essence of love. When we love one another, we are fulfilling God's most fundamental wish for our lives. Isn't that wonderful? And that's the kind of message Beverly's always trying to put out there. But, you know, we live in a world that's kind of strange today. It's kind of got some trials and tribulations and things that we got to deal with. And so this next song that I'm getting ready to play right here says "Break Every Chains." I think it's by Jesus Culture, but it's got a good message to it. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song for you, and then we'll just we'll see how things go. We'll just move right along with this today. So you're listening to The Hope Show with Beverly. She's out doing family things together because that's what she does best. She's a real loving, awesome person, and she just gives everything she's got to everyone in her family. She's just really amazing. And so that's why I say, that's how I know God loves me, because he sent that wonderful woman to be the best part of my life. Anyway, listen up to this next song here.
Freely given such a price.
So we live in a world that's going through trials and tribulations. Ephesians 6:12 said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places." But that song there talking about we can break those chains. Romans 8:31-32 says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will we not also with him graciously give us all things?" It said, no matter what, no matter how your enemies gather against you, if God is on your side, you have nothing to fear. And so with that said, I'm going to throw this next one on there called Spiritual Warfare. The battle belongs to the Lord.
Against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Isn't that amazing? I love that tune as well. You know, give all the glory to God. Walk in love and peace and hope in your life and everything. It'll work out. You know, trials and tribulations, they'll come and they'll go. You know, nobody ever said it was going to be easy. But Psalms 36:7 said, "How precious is the steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings." And essentially, there's room for all of us beneath the protective wings of our Lord. You know, so with that said, I'm going to play this song right here by Chris Tomlin, "How Great Is Our God."
Mm-hmm. shores, all the earth rejoices. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Darkness out there wants you to not feel good about yourself, wants you to not believe in yourself, you know, wants to bring you down and make you feel like you're not worthy of all these wonderful blessings that we all as humans have been given. In Romans 5:5 it says, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Basically, God's love justifies our lives and fills us with hope for the future. And so, like it was said earlier, you know, if God's with you, who can stand against you? This darkness that we're all contending with today, you know, in today's world, it's not a forever thing. It's a, you know, painful time in our experience here. But together, when we unite and we light up all that love and all that light that God has blessed us with within our spirits and our just our being, that we can do something so amazing together that I believe the best way to glorify our Creator is to be the best that we can be, not just for ourselves, but for one another. And so with that said, you know, and understanding that, you know, not all of us are perfect. We ain't, none of us are perfect, you know. You know, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, I mean, imagine this. God made of love, made all this that we live in out of love. It's just an awesome creation, and it was gifted to us. It belongs to each and every one of you equally. We're all special in the eyes of God. He knows all of our names. He knows every hair on our head. God knows everything, you know. And He knows your true heart. He knows your true intention, because He's the one to put that love in your heart. And if you utilize that love, it's just amazing. You know, this wonderful world that we live in, and the wonderful you know, life that we've been gifted, all of our children and our children's children, you know, the just amazingness of being able to watch those miracles unfold before our very eyes. You know, that's why I really love the Hope Show, because Beverly puts a lot of heart and soul into it, and she really loves each and every one of you, and she works hard at her message. So, you know, she'll be back soon. Don't worry. She's doing family things. Everything's going to be all right. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this song right here by, I think, Binge or something like that. It's called Redeemed. I think there was somebody else who sung it at one point. Maybe it's a group of people. Either way, it's a really good song.
All I could see was the struggle.
just love all these songs. These are songs that Beverly's picked out for her show. She tries to put songs that kind of relate to the message whenever she's doing her show. You know, it's in John 3:16, us Christians are the biggest portion of our faith falls under the this next one right here. This is what we believe. As Christians, we believe, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And even death has no dominion over those who love and are loved by the Lord. That's a pretty amazing thing. I think that if we could only realize the blessings that we've been given, if we could only just stand together united, there's nothing that we couldn't accomplish. You know, I just like to go to what Jesus was talking about, that if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could speak to the mountain, you could tell it to move, and it would surely move if you could believe, if you could only believe that. You know, when Jesus was walking on water, you know, or when he had the man that was walking on water towards him, and he was all fine until he took his eyes off of God. Just kind of like what's going on here in the good old U.S. of A., that we've kind of strayed away from, as a society, we've kind of strayed away from. There's those who despise any mention of God. They want to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. They want to take the God out of everything. I don't know why they hate all that is good. I don't know why that they are so concerned about us loving one another or being united with one another. Outside of the fact that spiritual darkness that we're up against, you know, the wickedness in high places, you know, wants to tear apart all that, you know, God created is good. So, you know, with that said, I'm not going to stress over it, because I think that, you know, God makes a way for everything. You know, God will make a way, and everything will take its own course. And, you know, we were told there'd be times like this. You know, it talked about in the last days that as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. You know, things are pretty rough back there before the great flood in the Bible. You know, I understand that a lot of folks out there don't believe in the book. You know, I understand a lot of folks are skeptical about everything, but I would, try to encourage you not to close your hearts and minds to anything. Because when it all comes down to it, we're going to find out the truth in the end. We'll find out who was right and who was wrong. But in the meantime, if we can keep our love strong and we can keep on helping one another and doing all the good things that we can for each other, then, you know, I think we're going to be all right. I think we'll make it to the other side just fine. So I want to send special blessings of love out to my friend Patty, who hurt her back here a little while ago. And I want to send my prayers and my love out to hope she gets healing better, and to my friend Barbara and Barry and all you folks in the chat room. Wonderful people that spend your time, you know, with us, and we're all trying to make the world a better place. And so I'm going to play this song right here. God will make a way. And after that, I want to play a song that it talks about God bless the USA. And what I want you to hear in that song is the unity of the people, that when they come together, the beauty that is when people talk about, blessing their nation. And I also want each of you to bless your nation. I want us to share our prayers. I want to share prayers across international boundaries. I want to pray for peace, hope, and love for each and every one of you. We'll use our love and our power of our spirit, our power of our hearts, to wipe away all the bad things in this world. We'll use our light to shine the light on the darkness and make it flee from us. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." And that's what we need to say. Anytime the devil's on our back, we need to say, "Get behind me, Satan." If God is with you, no one can stand against you. No army, no darkness. So whether you're a believer or non-believer, at least share with me in sending your energy out there to the world to heal our nations and bring us all together. But as you listen to that song that's coming up after this first song that I'm going to play, when you hear the song God Bless the USA, I want you to think about blessing your own country as well. We need a lot of help here. We're going through some serious times. And just like your nation, I want your nation to be strong. We need to be strong as well. We need to be strong in love. We need to be strong in peace. We need to be strong for each other. Folks, you've been listening to The Hope Show with Beverly. I'm going to play us up out of here with these two songs. The first song, like I said, is God Will Make a Way. The second song is God Bless the USA. I want you to really seriously listen to not just the lyrics of that song, but to the love in the hearts of the men and women that gathered together to sing that song together. Because when you raise your voice up, when you sing like an angel, when you show the glory of the light that's inside you in the heart that beats within your chest and your true spirit, that's when the darkness is most afraid. Thank you for tuning in.
By a roadway in the wilderness. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today,
where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
Sound that